What did you know? Tell me a voice here. Shleisha so obis nezikim. Shemer chinom v'ashoyel. Meitze socho v'asoyche. Nezek tzar v'ribu shevet z'boishes v'arpa d'maspizim at leitza. So we have shleisha so obis nezikim. What is the shleisha so obis nezikim? The shleisha so obis nezikim are for the Ar Mishneh, Arba Shemrim, and Nezek Tzar Ripui Shevet Boishet. So we started to mention yesterday, as the Kilis Yankev, Allah Achroinim read of them, but the Kilis Yankev, in Bava Metzia, Simen Lametches, the Kilis Yankev goes Duch, what is the Mechayev of Shoyler? Chul Mazduva. Dr. Hazet. Every Shoymer Be'etzem has two Chiyuvim. Every shomer be'etzem has two chiyuvim. One chiyuv is a shomer. He has to look after the zach. He's a chesed of a shomer. He's not allowed to say, you know, I have money anyway. I will go away. If it gets lost, don't worry. I will pay you. But a chiyuv to zayin a shomer. This is poshut. Every shomer has a chiyuv to zayin a shomer. Chutz from the chiyuv that he was mekabel on himself, he was mischayev to zayin a shomer. Has a chiyuv that if it gets lost, he has to pay. If he gets lost, he has to pay. Tell the stipler why he has to pay if it gets lost. You could say the pshat is he was mekabel on himself to zayin hashoymer. He was mekabel achrayus on himself to zayin hashoymer. The mele, if it gets lost, he's achroy for the loss. He's keina mazik. He said he will look after it, and he's not looking after it. It's keina mazik, and it's chayim midin mazik. He didn't keep what he promised, and maybe we relied on him, and it's Ke'ena Mazik. It's a new parasha of a Mazik, other name. There's no shaykhis to a parasha of a Mazik. He promised that he will look after it. But he didn't. Nishbeseidah. But from Nishbeseidah, you don't have to pay it. I was talking Nishbeseidah. He said he will look after it, and he didn't. Talking Nishbeseidah. So he's Nishbeseidah. But you don't have to pay because Ginish Beseda. You have to do something. The Torah says he was mischayev. The owner didn't trust him. I'm giving you a zach to look after. What if you will not look after it? So he promised the owner, if I lose it, I will pay. So the reason when he loses it, he has to pay because he promised. Now, he's promising to zachen, I will look after it. And what happens if I don't? So we could say, I will pay. Now why I have to pay if I didn't? You could say, because you promised to look after it, so to be a pesher that you didn't keep your word. So what? I'm a pesher. But to pay, I have to be Arba Avos. Where is the Arba Avos here? So you could say, yeah, because you're becoming yourself Shmira, this is the Arba Avos. Other name. You could learn Pshat, I was mekabel myself Shmira, but this is not a reason to pay. Now when I lose it, why I have to pay? Because I was mischayev to you, and if I will lose it, I will pay you. Why I was mischayev? I want you to trust me. I'm telling you, leave it by me, Bezayin Bezayda. I'm coming to you, leave it by me, Bezayin Bezayda. So I'm telling you, trust me, you can leave it by me. And I'm telling you, don't worry, you think you will lose it? If I will lose it, I will pay. I will be a choyer what I'm doing. So the shayla is, if it's Medin Mazik, that I was Mekabel Shmire, and I didn't keep my Shmire, does alein is Mechayev me to pay? Or the not, does alein is Mechayev me to pay? Because the Naya is Chayvis. That if it gets lost or something happens to it, I'm paying. Where's the next community? Like the title, a person is a shomer. After a couple hours, the baron comes over with him and tells him, you don't have to look after it. You don't have to, you can go somewhere else. So, you got a pusher that he went away. So, this pusher that he went away, now it gets lost. He has to pay or he doesn't have to pay? Like the title, if it's mitzad mazik, he doesn't have to pay. The Balaam told him, you don't have to look after it. Oh, but if he was mischayve, his chayvus moment, that if it gets lost, he will pay. If the Balaam goes with a kinyan and is moichel to him and tells him, you could go away, and I'm promising you, even if you will lose it, you will not have to pay. I'm asking to moichel you. the Baalim is masking to Meichel, is Meichel. Cause man, the Baalim didn't say Mechila Bepe, someone owes you money, and you mitzchayev, you love a zon, you mitzchayev to someone that if it rains, you will pay him money. Now, you didn't tell him that you Meichel him, so if it rains, he has to give you the money. It was two private things. One, I will look after the chayfim. Second, I promise you, if it gets lost, I will pay you. I told you, you don't have to look after it. Second, although you made a kinyan that if it gets lost, you have to pay me. But you told me I don't have to. I was making the money. If it was a yitzchayvus of money, that if it gets lost, I have to pay, I will have to pay. No? Wait. What? Yeah, we'll see. Look, the Steitler. I will show you where the Starkin of Kimina. Is the Shulchan Aruch, is the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person gives a chefis to a shomer for a week, the shomer cannot give it back in the middle. Aloch, if you give a chefis to a shomer, the shomer cannot give back the chefis in the middle of the Zman HaShmira. He can't give it back. He has the shomer be there. He's not allowed to give it back in the middle. Why is he showing him? Why is he not allowed to give it back in the middle? Because the Aloche, Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim, Avodayim, Veloy Avodim Le Avodim. Avodayim, Veloy Avodim Le Avodim. If a person is a poel, he takes himself to paint the house, he's allowed to come in the middle of the day and say, Chvil Nisht. For sure, you will have to pay the person a nezek to find someone else, but Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim, Avodayim, Veloy Avodim Le Avodim. A person in Klal Yisrael, and Kazadavar, you promised me you'll work for me. I'm changing my mind. Ki libne Yisrael avodim, avodayim, v'lo avodim le'avodim. Saying in the Rishonim, if the Dara Zal Musa, ki libne Yisrael avodayim, v'lo avodim le'avodim, v'lo avodim le'avodim, saying in the Rishonim, so why the Shomer has to stay a Shomer and he can't give it back in the middle? I said I will do it. I want to change my mind. Ki libne Yisrael avodim, avodayim, v'lo avodim le'avodim. And if like the Rashba, as if like the Rab, to be a shomer, the Yitzchayev is to look after the chayfet. And then the Rishayim don't have it, you have it. But why? If you believe the Yisrael, no, you're allowed to. And every Avodah, you're allowed to go back and give it back. Zog Diktois, that will bring down Diktois. Zog Diktois in Siman Ayin Hei, you're allowed to give it back. It's like, Ein Echanam, you don't have to be shomer. You tell him, Echvum Yizayin HaShomer. But you was mischayev a kinyan moment, that if it gets lost, you'll have to pay. Give it back to him. And if it gets lost in his house, you have to pay. You will mischayev, if it gets lost, you'll pay. Chutzot you mekabel shmire. You did two zachas like diktzeis. You mechayev yourself to look after the chayfetz. So avoido, as shvere avoido. Day and night, you have to look after the chayfetz. And I said another zachan, if it gets lost, I will pay you. Now, I'm not mechayev to look after the chayfetz. But it was a kinyan moment, and then he stabbed us, that if it gets lost, I will pay you. It's a shiva moment.
Whatever you have
to see forever now. Does it halacha? Yes. What is the shayla? Why not? Cold man, you're mitzchayev. You're mitzchayev to be a shomer for a day, for a day. You're mitzchayev for 20 years, for 20 years. Says, I was mitzchayev till he will take it. So I was mitzchayev till he will take it back. But here he doesn't want to take it back. I was mitzchayev till he will take it back. If he doesn't want to take it back, so I'm not mechuyev to be a shomer. So I'm not a shomer anymore. I don't have to look after it. Aber this is Chayv that was Mitzchayv. This Chayv, so in Ktzei, so this Chayv, the Shteyd in Ktzei's Klo, that the ghetto why the Shomer has to pay, it's not because he was Poishah in Zayn Shmira. So Zayn Shmira is allowed to stop to be a Shomer. He was Mitzchayv a Kenyan moment. Like he could say, I'm Mitzchayv if it's raining today, I'll pay you money. I'm Mitzchayv if it gets lost, I will pay you money. This is my Mitzchayv. The physical Mitzchayv. And why you have to do this Mitzchayv? Because if you don't do this Mitzchayv, so the mailer, when it gets lost, you don't have to pay. Why you all have to pay? So you said I will look after it. So I said. I told you I will look after it. So I said, no. I got lost. I said, no. Why I have to pay you? This is the first side hold. Yeah, because you said that it gets lost, you have to pay. So the second side, it's not a reason to pay. So what if I said? I'm not a man. So I told you I will look after it. So I have to pay you? I said. And Nishba Seder yell on me, but I don't have to pay. Paying for Nishba Seder, you don't pay. Pay, you have to be a mazik for paying. I'm a mazik, I toshu chayvet. I didn't look after it. I have to look after it. You promised me. So I promise. So I said, I didn't know. So the first house says, no, value promise. Now you're ke'ilu in charge of this, and if you don't look after it, it's a reason that you have to pay. Second house says, no, it's not a reason to pay. You only pay because you're mishtabel kinyan mamon. Another clue that you promise and you will pay. So they don't exist. That's the title. The chulah from our sugi is muach mishlevei. If this is the mechayev of shomrim, so the chulah is not shloisha sa'avis nezikin. It's not called nezikin. We're talking only about paying. Why is shemechil is not a mazik? A shor is not a mazik? This is sochik is not a mazik? A sechik is nishkin mazik? So nishkin shaykh is a mazik mishla. Why it comes in the list here? So of them, Rav Shemer brings down the title, and I get it's a shachar. Mishta tashtar kekashe. The Tana doesn't mean mazikim, mamish mazikim. The Tana means a shleishes of things that happen in the world that are called damage, and you pay for these 13 things. Not that you're the damager, not that you the mazik. Shleishes of mazikim means shleishna meiri mazikim. Above is mazikim. Damages that happen in the world. And now you say the reason you pay because the damage happened, because the pshia happened, because the gneva happened. So the mele, you could put it in. But if you look good in the title, in similar mit chesed or metziah, he never bring a raya from our gemara. He says, "Ayin ba bekamed aftalit, uberashi, dibur amaschil." Kol hanoch de raboishie. Basically, it doesn't have a dibur amaschil. This Rashi, it's in the end of dibur amaschil veripui v'sheves v'boishes. In the end of dibur amaschil veripui v'sheves v'boishes, it's a new Rashi on a dibur amaschil. Kol hanoch de raboishie, hu atzmoi mazik. The hanoch dalet shemrim hem atzmom hiziku hoil veloishom rukaroi. Hem atzmom hiziku. Rashi calls the shemer that he was a mazik. Who atmo hiziku shalai shomru. But it's titled, state in Rashi that the shomer is a mazik. That he has to pay because he's a mazik. And the Gemara admits that Mikazogel Avdak in the Gemara. Ali, what is Medaye? Loshem Rashi. What state in Loshem Rashi? Hem atmo hiziku. The shomer is a mazik. The shomer is a mazik. So as they say, so the main of the title has already that it's a mazik. Now the second shlav goes as they say, title you write, vice toys the loike actoys, vice toys that you call the mazik starker. But the shaila is lechure. One of the arba obis nezikim is a shoyel, and lechure and a shoyel lechure. You can't say that the reason I'm chayev is because I'm a mazik. Why? What is shoyel is chayev? He gets up in the morning and he sees the cow died, and he has to pay. He didn't do nothing to the cow; it died. Why he has to pay? Is it magic? What he did to the cow? Kodesh. The Torah says, shoyel says, if you let me to look to use your chayev, I'm promising you, I will give you tomorrow a different chayev. Even if this gets lost, ichnei machayes, I will give it to you. Not because I'm a magic. So the reason the shoyel has to give back the chayev. I own the chayfet and I have to give you back a chayfet. Lahavdil, if I take money from you, I have to give you back money. So here I don't have to give you back money, I have to give you back a chayfet. So there's no shachet about the kamet, so maziki. So we have to know. The shoyel take has to give back a chayfet. But maybe when the shoyel is a pesheya, and he doesn't look after the chayfet, he's chayev al tzmazik or not? You could say, every shoyel has two zachas. First, he's like every shoyel, that he promised to look after it, and if he doesn't look after it, he's a mazik. Chutz from that, the shoyel also, is mischayev ba'onzi. Right? Chutz from that, the shoyel is mischayev ba'onzi. Chutz from the chiyuv achrayes. But he's also a mazik. He's also chayev like a shoyel. It's not so poshut. Because Rebbe Chonah zogt in Kovet Shiurim in Psochim by Ois Yud Gimel, nay. Zogt, if Shoyel is Chayev Ve'achrayes, so it means it's yours, I have to give you a different one. So now you can't tell me I'm a Mazik. If I'm taking a Chayev and the Chayevites, leave it by me, I will give you something else. But Mele, I'm not a Mazik. I'm in charge and I have to give you a different one. But Rabbi Chanan says that Mekan is going to look at a shoyel bichlal like a mazik. Okay, so an arsug is not nishtaz. But if we don't want to look like Rabbi Chanan, so we'll say like Rabbi Shteyman says, every shoyel like Rabbi Shteyman has two zachen. He has chiyuv achrayes, but the statement of Gerech that he's also a mazik. And Amele, when the Gabi Pshir, the Gabi Gneva, he's called a mazik. And Amele, when the Gemara calls him, and Rashi calls him, we'll say, Arba Abish Nezikim, it will mean, the Gabi the Pshir Shaboy, the Gabi the Gneva, the Aveda Shaboy. It's very gishmak. But the only chisaron in it is, what is the chisaron? Rashi says at the beginning of the sugya, Dibra Masu Shemer Chinon, Chaye Bepshiye, Vashoyel Chaye Vafilu Beonsim. The beginning of the sugya. Vashoyel Chaye Vafilu Beonsim. So we're talking, why we call it four nezikim? So Rashi, because Shoyel has Onsim. Shoyel has Onsim. So we're talking on the Onsim Shebe Shoyel. Not on the Pshiye Shebe Shoyel. Taisa says, Soicher, it's like Shem Chinam, like Shem Asacha. It's not really 13, it's 12. Taisa had to say, it's not even 12, it's 11. Because Shoyel, the Pshi and the Shoyel is Adol Shem Chinam, Adol Shem Asacha. The Onsim are not called Nezikim here. It's Mashma the Nishtazay. It's Mashma the Nishtazay. And it's Mashma we're handling the Shoyel, the Onsim Shema Shoyel. As they say in Rashi. So, Be'etzem, and Mechura, we can't say it. So Be'etzem, we don't know what is the answer. But Be'etzem, we know that this type of Nishgirech, that's Melech Tuzadim. We know that Vaistois, that we could call Shemrim Nezikim, and we could call it a Mazik, even if it's not really in the Parsha of a Mazik. Even if it's the Parsha of Ishtabdus, of Ishaivus, even that this is the Parsha Be'etzem, even that this is the Parsha here, and the Parsha is not a Parsha of Mazik, but we could call it Arba Ovis Nezikim. Because again, the Stipler is right, the Duke and Rashi is right, Alt is good, but in Shoyal Mikanish learning as well. Mikanish learning that the Shoyal is a Mazik and the Unseen. So why is called Abba Abish Nezikim? Why is called Nezikim? Why is the Lashon Nezikim could go on a Zach even if he's not a Mazik? It's like the Rav Shteyman, and this is the reason that the Shachar tries to push in. That if the Lashon, if it happened here in Nezik, even if it's not Mamish and Nezik, he's not Mamish and Mazik, we could call it Abba Abish Nezikim. Maybe we'll see later in the Sugyas. More than it's taken, a lot of the list of the other Zachim are not really Mazikim. We'll see later in Kefel, a lot of different Zachim that are not really Mazikim and they're called Mazikim. It means every Hezek that happens is Bichlal Arba Ovis Mazikim. But let me send the Gemara. So, Nachman. So, Rav Oish, Yesh Loish Yisra Ovis Mazikim, Shem Rechinam Vashoyel, Meis Asochu Vashoycher. So we have four Shoymrim. Nezik Tzari, Bishem Ezeb Oish, is Chamisha Odom HaMazik, Ve'arba de Masnisim. So four Shoymrim, Chamisha Odom HaMazik, and Arba de Masnisim. Hot Leisa. Frag die Gemara, Vetana di Daan, Meitai Meloitoni Yani. Bishnei Mele Shmuel, Beniske Momen Kamayri, Beniske Gufa Loi Kamayri. The Tana read me of Odom HaMazik, Fakel, our mission is Momen HaMazik. Rabbi Shia added Odom HaMazik, and so Gishmak. El El Rav, that holds that our mission already said also Odom HaMazik, so why the list of all these other nine are not in the Mishnah? Litme. No, Tana Odom, the Chalmina the Odom, the Odom of the Mishnah includes out. Frag die Gemara, Vel Rav Oishi and Ami, but what is the 13? Four of the Mishnah and nine. What do you mean? If the four of the Mishnah is Adam, so you can't have so much. Rabbi Yishev, you have Adam in the Mishnah, and then you have another Adam. All the other Adam. So the Gemara, Hatan el Adam, three Gavne Adam. Tan el Adam the Azik Adam, and Tan el Adam the Azik Shah. Our Mishnah is Adam the Azik Shah. The Brayse is Adam the Azik Adam. Yochel Shah Nami, Litra three Gavne Shah. Litna Shah the Azik Shah, Litna Shah the Azik Adam. Hi, my. Adam the Azik Shah, Nezik Udim Mishalim. Mele, it's no difference. Adam the Azik Adam, Mishalim Arba Advon. Mele, Hello, Shah, Mali Shah the Azik Shah, Mali Shah the Azik Adam. Either, Nezik Udim Mishalim. So the Gemara answers Poshit. Shah the Azik Adam, Shah the Azik Shah, he pays the same thing, he only pays Nezik. Adam the Azik Shah and Adam the Azik Adam is two different Poshits. Adam the Azik Adam pays Nezik Tzah, Ripushev as a Boshit. Adam the Azik Shah is only paying one Zah. So the Poshit is like Gemara. The Gemara is very bad about it. The Gemara is like, show the Azik Odom and show the Azik Odom, show. The same thing, he has to pay Nezik. What is the difference if he hit a shawl, if he hit a person, if he hit a keli? Odom the Azik has to pay. Masha'enk and Odom the Azik Odom is a different story. Odom the Azik Shaw pays Nezik. Odom the Azik Odom pays five Zachen. So the man of the Mishnah puts it in two separate Zachen. That's the passion of Shah. Other than all I found the Brikas Avram Frek, the Anne Ingeleider Gefrek, I don't think it's a kasha, but they ask. L'chure, what the Gemara says? Show the Azik Shor and show the Azik Adam, it's one. It's Nezik. No point to write it twice. Show the Azik Adam the Azik Shor is only Nezik. Adam the Azik Adam is fine. So maybe the Tanya writes it twice. Right? Now, Adam the Azik Shor pays Nezik. Adam the Azik Adam pays five Zachar. One of the five is Nezik. Nezik Tzar Ripu Shevet Moishas. Well, the Mishnah writes five here. Why the Mishnah repeats the Nezik again? The price of Rabbi Yishe, Alam, what was the price of Rabbi Yishe? Four Shoimrim, five things, and four of the Mishnah. Four and five. Nezik Tzar Ripu Shevet. So why, Lemaise, you repeat Nezik again? As I found the book of Rabbi Yishe, I'm pulling it out, you freak me right. I don't hope it's Rashi Mudala, but we'll get to that Rashi. But here say five, why do you have to repeat it again? I don't hold it to real kasha. Ich halte es nicht kein kasha. Das ist nicht kein kasha. Why is nicht kein kasha? We want to repeat it because we think, show that Azik Adam and Azik Shor is the same thing. There's no point to repeat it. Adam the Azik Shor, he repays Nezik, he repays five things. So the reason to repeat it, you write that the Nezik is booked the Zelda Nochamon. And anyway, we want to say that it's two contrasts. It's two stories. This is Adam, it's two stories. You're right. One of them is similar, so what? I can repeat it again. Show the Isaac Adam, show the Isaac, show the same thing. There's no point to repeat it.
Adam 13.
No, this is Adam the Isaac Adam, and this is Adam the Isaac Shaw.
It doesn't help, it doesn't add another
one. Why? It's Adam the Isaac Adam, and Adam the Isaac Shaw.
Same Nezik, it's the same Nezik, it's not an extra Mazik.
Aber, that under a fragen. There's a lot of it for the man. I'll even tell you another thing. That's all. The Teres is Azeg. And that's the Chaim Zul. Sida Yisoid from Reb Chaim. And this Yisoid will have to know. We'll only touch the Yisoid now. But it's a shtickle the Yisoid is in Baba Kame. Reb Chaim Zul is Azeg Yisoid. Reb Chaim was Mechadish to us. Reb Chaim says it in a couple places. And Reb Chaim in Sefer, Reb Baruch Ber brings it down in Birka Shmuel Simel Chavchet. Odom de Azik Odom and Odom de Azik Shor is zwei andere Parshas. Dr. Reb Chaim, Odom de Azik Odom doesn't pay him because he made him a nezek. He pays him because he's a bad person to hit his friend. If it's nicht beseder, you have to pay. Adam the Azik Shor replaces the window that he broke. Replaces the animal. Show that his mazik is animal only replacing. That show the Azik Shor, show the Azik Adam. I was mazik you, I broke your window, I have to replace it. Adam the Azik Adam, it's a punishment. It's not a replacement for the nezek. It's not a replacement for the nezek. It's a punishment. We're Reb Chaim Gibbois. Is a Rambam, a shver Rambam mit a Reiver, we'll see later in the Suya, it'll be very shver. The Rambam in Choy Velu Mazik, Perek Hei Aloch Evov, the Rambam says, Odo Meshalem Chamisha Dvorim. Hoi do shu choval, im yoi hoi u shom eidim, vu eimer choval to bi vohoi do meatmoi, potu min ha nezek u min ha tzar, hazei di knas. Zog de Reiser, nezek is knas. A person is murdered that he hit his friend, he's potu. So nezek v'tzar. Had they made a big knaf? So the Rebbe, I mean, Avram, any lo yada, lo yada, ti lo ma yifot loy. What shaykh the made a big knaf? Stay there in the Rambam that nezik v'tzar is knaf. Huh?
What?
Avad is nish tafe. Nezik is knaf. Steht in der Gemara, der Rambam sagt, das ist Knas. Sagt der Reibe, loyal ala das. Nezik ist Knas. Nezik ist Mammon. Aber der Rambam steht, das ist Knas. Sagt Reb Chaim in Perikei mit der Evinitan, der Rambam lernt, Odom der Azik Odom is a naye mechayes. Aber man sagt, das ist ein Stückchen, wie Maas berät Moor. Der Rambam in Choy Velu Mazik, Perik Aleph, Alochi Gimel, Kedaitz, das ist ein Inne Zainik, der Rambam sagt, das ist. זה שאומר התורה כאשר ייתן מום באמיתוי כן ינוסן בוי. השם said כאשר נוסן מום באמיתוי כן ינוסן בוי. Then if you hit someone, כאשר נוסן מום באמיתוי כן ינוסן בוי. So the Rambam, not the pshat is that if I cut someone's hand, they will cut my hand. That's not the pshat. אין הכוונה Elo, like the Rambam says, Roi lechasro yeiver. Be'etem, the right thing is to take off my hand. Roi lechasro yeiver, like the Rambam. Elo, lefichoch omro teiro, sheyeshalem nezek. Like the Teiro, lemaite, don't take off his hand. Let him to pay. Then the Rambam, kasher yad beyad, regel beregel, kasher osa bechaveri keni nosin boy, the real good answer and the real good punishment was to take off your hand. You took someone's eye out to take off your hand. I said, that's fine. I tell you, so the Meister not to do it, pay instead. When a shirt is mazik, the only thing we want you to do is to replace the money that you owe. In other mazik, what is the ikar oinish that the Rambam? To cut off your hand. Well, the Meister, we don't do it like the Rambam. The Tanya said, pay money instead. What? For sure, not only to pay. Because in Shoritz, and the mazik of Shoritz to pay, replace the money. And other mazik is a punishment to you. The best punishment would be to cut off your hand. Really, you stop to hit. The best thing, you hit, we hit you back. So I tell you, no, by us, the Gate Nishtazay, we want the other person to have money also. So we want them to replace the money. But the Chavse, in Shoritz, was never so to cut off the feet in the Shoritz. In Shoritz, a mazik, it's a mazik, moment a mazik. In other mazik, the chetzer of the tashlum and other mamazik is what? A oynish of the other mamazik. It's a oynish of the other mamazik. It's a oynish of the other mamazik. The gemara shall kedai toch to call of your hand. We made it that the prime is two parshas. Other mamazik is ein parsha. Moven mamazik is a tzveite parsha. This is when a person hit cuts someone else's hand. But I'm not saying if someone cuts someone's shell's hand. I'm not saying if I break your window in the house. No tzad that the punishment will be to break my window. Therefore, sure, the tzad is to pay you back. Only bechayvel bechaveiroi is given us al kedaito that it's a punishment and bechavole. So the Ashi that piske harid that if you hit someone that is not a shemotei or mitzvah, you don't have to pay. Why is no aveira to hit him? You don't have to pay. Chayvel bechaveiroi is not a parshel tashlumim. Chayvel bechaveiroi is not a parshel tashlumim. The gather of chayvel bechaveiroi is what? It's ke'ein knas. The Rambam said, "Made the knas potu." The Rambam said, "Made the knas potu." As is the Rambam. Again, we'll have to know what is the getter of this knas. About this, Reb Chaim was meyaseh that the tashlum of Adam amazik and the tashlum of Adam the azik shoyr is tzvei parshas. So, lefi Reb Chaim, the Gemara is mamish gishmak. Lefi Reb Chaim, the Gemara is mamish gishmak. Zog the Gemara, tell me, Adam the azik Adam. Odom the Azik Shor, it's two different parshas. So Nezek Tzar Ribu Shavuz Boishas by Odom the Azik Odom, it's not in the same Nezek by Odom the Azik Shor. By Odom the Azik Shor, you pay replacement. You pay the Hezek. By Odom the Azik Odom, what is the Tashlum by Odom the Azik Odom? A new parsha. The Mele, the Mishnah Taki writes it twice. It's a parsha of Odom the Azik Shor and an Odom the Azik Odom. Mashaikin and Shor, show that it's Mazik Odom, show that it's Mazik Shor, it's all the Zach. So the Philip Chaim, the Gemara is Lein Givaldik. Tony Le Odom, Trey Gav Le Odom. Tony Odom, the Azik Odom, Tony Odom, the Azik Shor. Yoche, Zog the Gemara, Shor Nami. Zog the Gemara, Hai Mai, Hai Mai. Bish, Tame Odom, the Azik Shor, Nezik U'Mishalem. Odom, the Azik Odom, Abba Shalem, Abba Dvorim, the Tzvete Parche. Elo Shor, Mali Shor, the Azik Shor, Mali Shor, the Azik Odom. Ida, Ida, Nezik U'Mishalem. Gewaldige Pshat in the Gemara. Even though it's a Gewaldige Pshat in the Fir Reb Chaim in the Gemara, the Balei HaDikduk taine that in Rashi is Mashma Nishtase. Rashi is Mashma that he didn't learn those two parshas, the Zelda parsha, and the Gemara just means Balei Batish that Odom the Azik Shor is only one thing to pay, Odom the Azik Odom is five things to pay, the Gemara made Balei Batish, the Gemara made Mishkelom. Where is the Rashi? Of cooking good in Rashi. Rashi, in Dibur HaMaschil, Bishleime Odom de Azik Shor, Dr. Rashi, the Kavon de Loidomi Chiavinu le Adoti, Tony Lu Betalti. Libra Maschil, Rashi starts to get bigger. Bishleime Odom de Azik Shor, the Kavon de Loidomi Chiavinu le Adoti, Tony Lu Betalti. Rashi doesn't say that it's two different parshas. Rashi and Zal is different Chiyuvim. Here is five and here is one, so the Tani writes it separately. Masha from Rashi. Not the Rashi. Rashi is the time to say, "My name is Shmita Lev Sinai." This is a parsha. It's a second parsha. A kleine dikduk. I'm asking, it's only a dikduk. aber das ist ein Fuhrische Rashi. Und das Dalet Amud Aleph. Guck in Rashi Dalet Amud Aleph, und die Bora Maschil, Odom Achoyvel Bechaveiroi. Again, it's not a Mephurish, the Bora Maschil, it's in the middle of the Bora Maschil, Umay Lo Yarei, towards the end of the Amud, so Rashi in the middle starts. Odom Achoyvel Bechaveiroi Chayev Be'arbo Dvori. Tzar Ripuy Shevet Zeboishes. Rashi has a kasha, why Alamon the Gemara says, Odom Chayev Be'arbo Dvori. Why the Gemara doesn't say, Odom Chayev Be'chamisha Dvori? Look at Rashi answers. Aval Nezek Lekachoshiv, the Shoir Nami Nezek Meshalem. So Rashi, the Nezek is the Zod the Nezek from Shor. Shor the Azik Odom, the Odom the Azik Odom, is the Zod the Nezek. There's no reason to write it again. And our Bryce said, it is written again. And it's like Rashi. Aval Nezek Lekachoshiv, the Shoir Nami Nezek Meshalem. We can do it, Rashi. We can do it, Rashi. Because Rashi speaking of Leah Rei, Choyma B'Shor Mi B'Odom, the Maisi he pays Nezek, it's not Choyma B'Odom Mi B'Shor. Rashi is going here on the Leah Rei. Rashi means Choyma B'Odom Mi B'Shor, that the Odom has extra four Zachat. The Nezek is not a Choyma over the Shor, because the Shor is also paying. But Pashas is Mashal from Rashi, that Be'etzem is Zol B'Zach. Rashi says, Nezek is Zol B'Zach. Why is it different? Yeah, here's four and here's one. This makes it to be different. But not because the Nezek and the Odom the Azik Odom is like an under parsha from the Nezek and the Odom the Azik Shor. The Velt Tain is even a starker Rashi. A starker Rashi. The Shverer Rashi of the Sukkot. The Gemara says that the first Mishnah is Odom the Azik Shor. Our Mishnah is Odom the Azik Odom. Lulu Divre Rashi. Why? Ashay the Tarot. Odom the Azik Shor is one parsha. Odom the Azik Odom is a Tzveite parsha. The Tane spoke on one Zach, and the Breite spoke on the andere Zach. Rashi and Dibur HaMaschil, Tone Odom the Azik Shor, Rashi is busy explaining who told the Gemara Taka to learn Pshat that the first Mishnah is an Odom the Azik Shor. Maybe the first Mishnah is also Odom the Azik Odom. Maybe it's both. Why is it said that the first Mishnah is Dafka Odom the Azik Shor? And that Rashi a ganze Stikulter. Keloi ma niski moment. Do ma vi dumi rebolt. Ani ubor le mayre bin niski odom. Rachmon e patro le gamme. Ke netanye shobo le odom chamo ve le keilim. Ve meile. Ve odom azik shor. Ech iksib. Rashi says, why the, how we know that the first mission is odom da azik shor? Ke dumi rebolt. And boy is dafka beheime and not odom. So the odom is also dafka odom azik beheime ve loy odom. But it is a Rashi. We said, the Maharam, Tetra Beinu Peretz Atis, Nisht Emes, Boris Chayev ala odom. Yeah, yeah, but the Iker Posuk, Dochkim and Rashi. The Iker Posuk spoke on Bor Yud, the Ad is Bor Yud, the Iker Posuk spoke, and Bor Yud is Shor Vele Yodom. So it's up in the Peret, after he's busy asking on Rashi, why Rashi said that the Iker Posuk, the Iker Bor is on Behemah, not on Odom. So it's up in the Peret, but we don't have to have excuses. The Mishnah, not a stem means, but other Raya. The first Mishnah is Odom the Azik Shor, the second Mishnah is Odom the Azik Odom. Echotishkin Raya. The Rashi's Raya is a Shvachin Raya, says Rabbi Nuperet. Because Boris Chayev ala Odom also. So that's a lot of Raya. Stopping Boris wants to answer. Why Rashi, that's Rabbi Nuperet, I don't understand why Rashi needs that there be Muchas from the first Mishnah that it's only Odom the Azik Behemah. That's Rabbi Nuperet, not the Shavin Raya. We say the Shavin Nuperet. We have twice Odom. This is this Odom and this is this Odom. You have to find a Raya to say such a Shtikul Teire. The Teret says, Rashi learns that we need a Raya, yeah. Because Rashi learns Be'etzen is the Zel Bezach. Time to start to say this is like this and this is like this. Why to divide it? Rashi, well, we have a raya. Our Mishnah only could talk in Odom Da'azik Be'emah. The Braiser was talking that. The Gemara will ask why. The Gemara will find that this is Tirus Chamisha Dvarim. But if we learn that it's two different Nazikim, we don't have to find rayas. Check out. I'm telling you, it's two parshas of Odom. So this will talk on one, and this will talk on the other one. It's talking two obvious Nazikim. And if you have Chaim, even if I would have one Mishnah myself, I would say Odom the Hazik Behema, and then I would say Odom the Hazik Odom. Because it's two parshas. It's two parshas. It's a parsha of Odom and Mazik, that Mazik Odom, and it's a parsha of Odom the Hazik Behema. It's two different parshas. I'll tell you more about that shpet already, but if you look good, it's good to know it. In Rambam, in Chayvelu Mazik, it's time to know Tzura Sadvorim. It starts Perik Aleph, Bis Perik He, it's Odom the Hazik Odom. Sum Perikei, it's Odom Be'azik Behemah. Look very good in the Rambam. In Perik Aleph, Sum Perik Aleph, Bis Perik Hei, he says Odom Chayev Be'oines, and he never mentioned the Ptur of Oines. All of the Rambams of the Kesef Mishnah that Odom is Fosur Be'oines, it's only after Perik Hei. And I saw an experiment from the Choshev Talmid Chochem, that it's mistaber and it's kemat muchach. We'll get it in the sugyas. That could be that the whole Rambam that we said yesterday that holds that Adam be'oynis gomor is potul, it's only if he's mazik a behemah take. And that parsha. And Adam mazik Adam that he's a balavle could be chayav afilu be'oynis. Afilu be'oynis gomor. And perik alef, prison is perik alef. Adam chayav ben b'shegek ben b'meizik ben be'oynis alf. Only in perik hey, the Rambam starts, v'chen achoyvel be'mom and chaveiroi, and he brings out, hoya oyle basulov, u'b'shegek, he's potul. And Perek Aleph, you never rang it. It's two parshas. It's Perek Aleph, this is Perek Hei, Adam, and this Perek Hei, Adam the Azik, Chaveira. What? Right. Vale, Maizu, he bring the Yerushalmi, maybe he bring the V'chein Evikeli. And Fakel, though, maybe this is the reason that the V'chein Take, that it's two different parshas Take. Why when the Rambam speaks on Yoshe and Take, the Yerushalmi, you have someone bring Kelim near you, or they bring a person near you. Because it's two different parshas in Mazikim. Adam the Azik Adam is one story. Adam the Azik Kelim is a different story. Why do I have to say V'chein Kelim? V'chein Kelim, V'chein Matzores. Adam the Azik Adam is one parsha. Adam the Azik Kelim is a tzveite parsha. We'll see later. We'll have to get back into it in a second. In the Hemshach HaGemara, we'll have to come to these Agdoras of Reb Chaim. Here in the Vav, we're mamish only using the Ephes Kotzeir from Reb Chaim to say, as we see in the Gemara Take, that the Gemara shtel that it's two parshas. Again, in Rashi, it's Mashma Vaisto, it's on them, the Gemara meant Balebatish. So this Gemara Devar is not Muchach like Reb Chaim. But if we say like Reb Chaim, Take, Tainas, Zer, Shtag, that it's two different parshas, the Gemara Take, Zer, Gishmak. Let me gain weiter, obviously. Tane Reb Chaim. Esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. Now, Reb Chaim kum and zog, nish shloish esra ovis nezikim, esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. What is the Esrim Arba Ovis Nezikim? Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Arba Ovechamisha, Gane Vegazlen is four, Eidim Zoymim Vahines Vahamifatim Vahitishemra Vahamitame Vahamidame Vahamenasrich, Vahadit Leisa. Vahadit Leisa. So Mele, he added another 9. So Mele, he added another 11. But Mele, we have Esrim Arba. Or Esrim Arba. Now listen, one more shoe on the Gemara. We're not answering today, just Freddy Gemara the Rav Oishio my time of Tony Hami. Rav Oishio, why didn't write this list? And so the Gemara, Bemomoyne Komayri, Beknas Eloi Komari. All of this list is Knas. Kefel, Arbo Bechamisho, Ganev, Gazlen, Edin Zevimim, Oines, Mefatim, Etishemra, all of them are Knas. Rav Oishio only wants to speak on Momoyne. He doesn't want to speak on Knas. The Gemara will later figure out why it's a Knas. Lefi Reb Chaim, Adam HaMazik is also Knas, Lefi the Rambam. The Rambam says, if a person is Moide Benezek, he's Potter. It's like in the Achroinim, the Gemara says that all of the ones of Rav Oishi, it's Mamoine. It's Kimad HaOfen the Gemara, that Adam HaMazik, even Adam HaAzik, Adam is Mamoine. The Gemara says, Rav Oishi is Mamoine. B'Mamoine Ko Mayri, B'Knos Eloi Ko Mayri. And we said, the Rambam says in Perek, hey, the Rambam says that if he's Moide, a person is Moide, Benezek is Batu, it's a Knas. Because you're often a Gemara, as is Nishkin Knas. Often a Gemara, as Nishkin Knas. This Mr. Hashem will have to answer how the Rambam, Mr. Reb Chaim, if we learn that it's a Knas, if the Pashas Divrei Rambam, how we arrange that this Gemara, Lefi the Rambam. We'll have to be Yashiv. But let me again, let me say it's the Rashi, so that one time to learn the Gemara Rashi and Rabbi, and Reb Chaim. Tell me Reb Chaim, Esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. Tashlumei kefel, tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Zok Rashi. Tashlumei kefel, im himotze timotze biyodei agneve. Im himotze timotze biyodei agneve. So what is tashlumei kefel? It's 24 ovis nezikim. What is the magic of tashlumei kefel exactly? And he's a ganev. The ganev already is written. What is the magic of tashlumei kefel? Is a bazunder magic of tashlumei kefel? Who tashlumei kefel is, if you find him, he has to pay. He has to pay because he was a ganav.
That's not, but he takes the extra step.
What is the extra step?
He doesn't come to give it back himself. We have to come chase him.
So the shayla is that in Louis Tzul Emoshel, you saw him stealing. In the middle, you saw him stealing. He doesn't deserve to pay kefil? The kefil is taki or oynish, and what he must be other agneven. Well, kefil is the oynish for he must be other agneven. Who is Rashi? What is the Eimish of Tashlume Kefil? Again, if we learn that it doesn't have to be Mamish Mazikim by us, Nishtazei Shvah. So the Shaila, why Rashi says, Imi Moset Imi Moset Biyodei Agneze? And those are going to talk, like you say, Ipshat, that he must be other agneve. The avle is that he kept it in his house. Aber Pashas Abad does nicht pshat. Pashas pshat and Rashi stam. Rashi and Keseder brings psukim that you have to pay, and the mazik is the ganef. Not because you kept it in your house. This is the reason you have to pay kefas. It's a bazunder or einish. And every zach that you have to pay for a avle is called echad me'esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. Doesn't have to be a bazunder or mazik. Rashi is mamshich. Tashlum arba v'chamisho tivach v'meicha v'ganef. שמשלם על פי עצמי ואין משלם כפל אלא קרן בלבד ושהוידו מעצמי דמיידו בכנס פוטו כלומר שירשין אלויקים ישלם שניים והיינו כנס אנו פרק מרו בפרט למרשין את עצמי so what is גנת? גנת is מיידו בכנס why Rashi says מיידו בכנס? Rashi has a problem every תשלום הכפל includes the תשלום עם the גנת so how you have two obvious מזיקים here תשלום הכפל is כפל מיד הקרן so גנת is the קרן So the Zolba always Nezikim. So how you could count it twice? Tashlume Kefel, mit Tashlume Kefel. It's one Zach. It's not two Zach. How you could count it twice? How you? Zolt Rashi no. Tashlume Kefel is when Eidim come, you have to pay Kefel. There's a svar to say, when you have to pay Kefel, you have to pay Mimeita. The most of the Maskol, the Kula, obviously, Shalim Mimeita. But when you made a Biknaf, when you made a Bekefel, you put it from the Kefel. So maybe even the Keren, I don't have to pay for Meitach. So the Tanner, the Keren, you have to pay me Meitach. The Tanner was Mechadish Kefal, I have to pay me Meitach. But Kefal, I have to pay me Meitach. One Parsha. When I'm Moide, I don't have the Parsha of Kefal. Maybe I don't have the Parsha of Meitach. No, although the Keren, so maybe it's two of it. It's Kefal, you have to pay me Meitach. Ganev means when you moide and you don't have the parasha of kefel, although you call the others nezikim legabi the kohen, I will think maybe if you moide, you not touch other nezikim. So many of the gazlem nami aviav dechsi veheishi v'sagzei le'asher goza veheishi v'sagzei le'asher goza. So this pasuk is not for gishmak be'etzer. Veheishi v'sagzei le'asher goza means you have to mazel the chefet when it's ba'ei. You don't pay me meita, you give back the chefet. We're looking now on others nezikim that you have to pay me meita. The heishiv zagzeli means you have to give back the chayfet. Essen the arba others nezikim means that you have to pay meita. You have to give back the chayfet. When the chayfet is not dear, why do you have to pay? Of the heishiv zagzeli. Rashi says in the pay. Look in Rashi in the pay. So it's the end of the omud. Five lines at the bottom. Look Rashi. Begezel ksiv nesine. Venosan lasher osham lod. When the chayfet is not be'ein, you give it back from the posuk v'nofan et asher osham lo Rabbeinu Chanan will be on a different posuk v'shila moise b'roishel v'heishel et agzeles when the chayfet is behein now that the chayfet is not behein what? The chayfet is not negat meita we literally we're trying to do it's aloche of meita
money
chol mila meita
oh
we took an antique it's not the meita he's going to take an antique it's not a meita the pastor and this So that Anders don't interpret it in Rashi. I think the Balabatish of Vega is that the Vayotake, the Gemara didn't bring the reason of Ovis to Shalem in Meita. So Rashi just wants to bring a Pasuk for Yedot Zach. For sure later when the Gemara will say Meita, so Rashi has to change the Pasuk Take. Because later we're not talking and giving back the Chepet. The Gemara in Hei says, Kulu Ovis to Shalem in Meita. So Rashi has to bring a Pasuk that he has to pay back. When the Chepet is not there, Rashi will not say, Rashi, you Shalem lo Yedot Rashi. Now Rashi only wants to bring a Pasuk that he has to pay. The Raisa. Okay, if Rashi now was starting to bring Pesukim with Yeshalem, M.O.S., Azuchim Pesukim, he doesn't have to pay, because he's Yeshiva Tegzeles. So why is it very nice that he has to give it back? Avad about the Rasiel, we're not talking when the Chepet is around. We're talking if you have to pay. So Rashi brings a Ristik Kippot. Let me get weiter. Oynes and Mephat Eksiv, Chamishim Kesef, Ksiv Oynes, and Mephat Eksiv Kesef, Ishko Kemer Absulet, Kemer Absulim, Shal Oynes, Dainu Chamishim Kesef. Meiti Shemra Ksiv, Onshu Oys, Tomer Kesef. Metame Trume. So Rashi says Metame Trume. What is Metame Trume? This Rashi is a shtickle mechudish. Why Rashi says Metame Trume? The Gemara in Gittin says Lav Davka Trume. Even Metame Chulin is a takonu de Rabbonon shelo yitam metayres beretz Yisrael and Chazal v'koynesim even if it's not Metame Trume. The Gemara says even if it's Metame Chulin Chazal v'koynesim that shelo yelech v'yitam metayres beretz Yisrael that he has to pay if he was Metame even Chulin. So why Rashi says metame trume? It's fakir from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the beginning metame trume. The Gemara lav dafke metame trume, says the Gemara. Even metame chulim. And Rashi in the Ksav Yatake says yeah, lav dafke trume. So why Rashi here brings down trume? And Keseder, we'll see later, Rashi says trume, trume, trume. question maybe later we'll answer. Medamea Truma Bechuli. Umenatif. Lil Haim Be'etzem, let me gain a rhyme to the Rashi of Menatif. This Be'etzem, Do Haitzach on the Sim. Talk Rashi, Umenatif, we have Echot Me'esrim Ve'arba Ovis Nezikim. What is Echot Me'esrim Ve'arba Ovis Nezikim? One of the Esrim Ve'arba Ovis Nezikim is Menatif. Talk Rashi, what is Menatif? Yain La'avoy Dezore. Umasechet Gitin Meforesh, Amar Lo'ikim Le'bederabim Le'. What is the Mazik of Menatif? The magic of Menasech is Menasech Yaila Avodah Zorah. So Rashi and the Gemara, Avodah Zorah, Kim Le B'Derabe Minei. So Rashi and the Gemara and Gittin will explain why it's not Kim Le B'Derabe Minei. This is Rashi. So I want a little bit to have it clear. The Mishnah and Gittin state, a Menasech, that's Nun Bezom Udbeis, a Metame ve a Medamea ve a Menasech b'Shoge Kpot b'Meizil Chayef. And the Halacha, a Menasech is Chayef. Zog the Gemara, what is Menasech? Isma, Menasech. Rav Omar Menasech Mamish. He takes the wine and he pours it over the Zohar. The Shmuel Omar Me'arev. He doesn't take Yain over the Zohar. He takes Yain that is already Yain Shal over the Zohar and he mixes it with different wine and he's mafting the person of the wine because now he can't drink it because it's mixed with Yain Shal over the Zohar. So Rav Omar Menasech Mamish, Shmuel Omar Me'arev. Zog the Gemara, man the Omar Me'arev, my time is Omar Menasech. Shait Menasech. Why does it say Pshat? Menasech means not that he was Menasech the Yain of the Zohar, just he took wine of the Zohar and he mixed it with different wine. Why not to say Ketshuter? Why not to say Ketshuter? Omar Loch, Menasech, Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei. If he's Menasech of the Zohar, Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei, he doesn't have to pay anything. So you didn't know that, so good at Aine. So why talk, how Rav could say Menasech is Chayef? Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei. He picked it up, I'm an Ashley Gunboy. So he's trying it at Gezer. Then he pours it, he's over there with his other later. So this is the first Gemara. Then we have another Gemara. So we have a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav of Menasech Mamish, Shmuel Omar Me'arev. Then the Gemara, why Shmuel doesn't want to say like Rav? Because you can't be Chayim and the Nisuch, it's Kim of the Rav Minei. So the Gemara, yeah, Rav says, but when I picked it up to Menasech, we're not talking that I poured it out. I picked it up, I mean I was a Ganev, I'm Chayim and the Gnev. This is the Gemara in Gittin. Now let me gain Rashi. Rashi Mishuma, this is the first Shverkai, decided to learn like Rav. That Menasech means Menasech Mamish. Why Rashi decided to machriya sufficient Tzvea Meroim? We'll have to answer. But Rashi Mishuma, very stark in the ganze Sugi here, decided that Menasech von unserer Sugi is what? Menasech Mamish. Kumt Rashi. Menasech Yain Levi the Zohar. Umasechet Gittin Meforesh Amaylo Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei. And you will ask me Lichuret Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei. Look in Gittin, you will have a Teret. What is the Teret? What is the Teret? What? Magbir. Frektach Dekash. So what is Chayev? As the Gneve. We already learned Ganev. We need 24 Obis Nezikim. If it's Chayev and the Gneve, does it Gneve? Frekt Reb Shimon Shtop. How Rashi could fakir? Our suge cannot go if it is pshat. How Rashi could mind it our suge that Menasech from Rav Oishiyah? In this Mishnah, Rav could say pshat and Gittin, Mishnah gets under the suge. Rav spoke in a Mishnah and Gittin. Oh, but to take the Gemara and Bobby Kaim and to learn it like Rav, it's like Tunka Poyas of the Reb Shimon. But if Rav, it doesn't stim. Because Rav learns that you're not chayv on the Nisuch. Why are you not chayv on the Nisuch? It's like Kim Levi the Rav in it. So what do you chayv? I'm taking it up. So Rashi with the Agbei, I'm not the Gazlo, the Mr. Gadif. So I'm a kind of the Gnev. We have a Medic Zayla here. What? One second. He picks it up. He's Chayav of the Gnev or the Nisuch? But the mice in the end of the day, he's Chayav of the Gnev? Zelda? The Zelda? Ne? I think it's like Reb Shimon. Second Kasha. The second Kasha. Read another couple more words in Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Metamo Menasech loik siv behedye. So we already said, loik siv behedye. Metamo Menasech loik siv behedye. We said already, Rashi Taki said that these 24s, aksiv behedye, loik siv behedye. Zogt Rashi, afilo ochi avi oves, shebichlal nezeken. Venezek momen kosu bateire. Zogt Rashi, it's not mefurish bateire, ale bichlal nezek. I'm schuldig, bichlal gneve. Sagt Rashi, wenn er einfach steht nicht in Teire, sagt Rashi, es ist Bichlal Nezik. Es ist Bichlal Gnebe. Dann ist auch so, what I asked before, ja, aber es ist ein Nupasche als Gnebe. Nu. So Rashi, but when Rashi is asking, so where is the Pasuk? Sagt Rashi, the answer, and it's not a real Gnebe, it's a new Gnebe. Sagt Rashi, it's a new Mazik. We're not talking about a Mazik. We're talking about a Gnebe. So let Rashi the answer, it's a Gnebe. It's a new Gnebe, a Chilushin Gnebe. The zweite Kashi. The dritte Kashi is, the Mishnah in Gittin says, Hametame vehametnasich vehametame b'shoigek potur b'meizit chayim. Well, it says a k'shein anika. It says a k'shein anika. Because the Maitha, when people see it, so the Rabbanon b'meizit yom chayim b'shoigek depasim. If I'm chayim on the nisuch, say it. Has a k'shein anika. B'meizit chayim b'shoigek potur. What? If I didn't know. But it's also, I didn't know it's his. This is the chitim that's what is shoigek. B'meizit chayim b'shoigek. But if my Mechayev is the Gneve, when I pick it up, I'm a Ganesh. Why I can't give it back? Because normally I could say Areish Cholef Anecha. Here I can't say Areish Cholef Anecha because it became awesome. But what is my Mechayev when I picked it up? So what is my Mechayev when I picked it up? I'm a Ganesh. My Megata Hezek She'en Anikar Shmei Hezek Oloi Shmei Hezek. If my Mechayev is the Maisen Nisuch, so you're right. If I did it the mazid, I was mazik hezek shen anika be mazid, chazal be koinus me. For mazik hezek shen anika be shaygeg, chazal be not koinus me. I can hear? But if my mechayev is odom a mazik, why? Because I'm a ganet. Why I can't give it back? Because it became also. I can't give it back. Vosu nas kemine, but later it became also be mazid or be shaygeg. My mechayev is not the later. My mechayev is the gneiver. And I can't give it back because it became also. So I'm talking I steal something and it gets lost. I also have to pay. I don't get lost. Someone steals it. It doesn't make a difference. Who is that guy that you have to give back? If it's vain, you can give it back. If it became us, so you can't give it back. No, that's Kamina made it be shaken. If my mazik is pouring the wine, making it also, so then we say, if I made it be mazik, Chazal will kainis me. If I made it be shaken, Chazal will not kainis me. But if the Nechayev is a Gneve, God is Chayev be shaken. God is no difference, made it be shaken. Only in Hezek and the Nikra is a difference. These are the three kashas. What? Last kash, the kash of the Gemara in Gittin, is not a kash on Rashi, in the Chanan. What is Muchach Do, Reb Shimon says it Bektsor, a Yesoy from Reb Chaim, and the Maisa Reb Chaim says it Bar Chov and Me'oid, and he'll chis Chov and Lumazik, he's the exact, the answer to Reb Chaim and Chov and Lumazik. Talk to Reb Chaim like this. A person is Chayev and Gneve when he steals a Chayfet al Menat to use it. But if he steals a Chayfet al Menat to break it, he's be'etzem not chayev mitzad ganav. Ganav is only chayev if he steals a chayvet amenat to take it to himself. If he steals a chayvet amenat le'abed, be'etzem is not chayev. No, v'asak, not chayev, nay. Val mazik is from the parsha from Gzele, so val he's stealing amenat to be a mazik, he's chayev midin gneve. He's chayev midin gneve. It's one big gneve, Reb Chaim explains. Halacha is like this, if you steal a chayvet, worth 4 zoos, and it's in your house, and after a couple of times it gets lost, you have to pay 4. You stole the chayvet that belonged worth 4 zoos, and it became much more expensive, it's worth 20 now, and you break it. Zog the Rambam, you pay kefil 20, even though the gneiva was yesterday, because the mazik and the gzele become one zach. When I steal a chayvet, I'm asked to ma'abed the chayvet, the etzem I'm potter. Why I'm called a Ganev? Because we mitzarev the hezek in the end that it's ke'ilu part of the ma'aseh gneve, and ke'ilu I was mazik into the gneve tzadamim, and then I'm chayim. Chayim is ma'arich after the first legendary yisoy. So that Reb Chaim going about the nasle abed is chayiv. Why? Because in the end I'm a mazik. So Reb Chaim, I'll tell you where's the nafkamina. What would be if I'm goinev al menas to be a mazik, but that mazik I'm not chayiv in that mazik. It's Hezek Shein and Nikol, and Madama Hezek Shein and Nikol, Loishmer Hezek. So I'm not Chayav on the Gneve also. Because I was not going to Amnat to use it. I was going to Amnat Le'abed. I was not going to Amnat to use it. I was going to Amnat Le'abed. And while I was going to Amnat Le'abed, so if the Le'abed in the end will happen in a way that I'm Chayav mitzad Amazik, I'll be Chayav. If the Le'abed in the end will not be in a way that I'm Chayav mitzad Amazik, I'll be Potter. Only if the le'abed in the end is in a way that I'm chayav instead of mazik, I'm chayav on the ma'asik name. Me'ele zot Reb Shimon, dosi Reb Shata. Avada, we're talking here again. We're not answering why Rashi decided to maimi the sugya lefi Rav. We'll have to see in a second why Rashi decided to be maimi the sugya lefi Rav. This is a bezundoshmus. But Rashi decided to maimi the sugya lefi Rav. We're asking a kasha, if Rashi is maimi the sugya lefi Rav, it's not a mazik of Manasseh. It's a mazik of Ganev. The Torah says, yo, but the Ganev is on Manasseh to be mazik. Lo yitzuyer Manasseh is mishkin mazik, and not chayiv on the gneivah. Lo yitzuyer Manasseh is not chayiv, and not chayiv on the gneivah. I'm only chayiv on the gneivah because it's a mazik of Manasseh. So I'm called gneivah of Manasseh to be a mazik. If Hezek Sheinanike, lo yishmei Hezek, and I'm a shoygek, and I don't know the isur to pour the wine, and I'm not chayiv on the nisuch, so I'm not chayiv on the gneivah. If I'm amazed and I'm chayiv on the nisuch, I'm chayiv on the gneiva. This gneiva here is not on the nas to keep it, it's on the nas to mazik. And gneiva on the nas lehazik, Dr. Ibrahim, we have to dansach if the mazik in the hand has a shame mazik or doesn't have a shame mazik. But mele, we have what we're claiming here, menasik is a mazik or not. Avada, he will not pay because the maisi is chayiv on the gneiva and there is no kilo b'daralimine. But we have to dance, he has a shame mazik or not. So the mele is echod me'esrim ve'arba obis nazikim. Because we have to clear if the menasech hot Hashem mazik or hot mishkin Hashem mazik. We have to be mazik noch more. I just want to finish the lashon Rashi. Dr. Rashi, let me end it in the Rashi. Umenasech esayayin, kuk gut in Rashi in a way. Umenasech esayayin, leke le meymar shenisri beyayin nesech shezorak boy. Dr. Rashi, and you cannot say pshat in menasech that he was me'arev with a different wine. Why? The like a chasa v'loy mite. The matmilei bar mit meyayin nesach shabon. So Rashi, if the case is that he was not menasach it, he just mixed it with different wine, yet he was not losing. He could sell it to a guy and tell him to take off the money of the yayin nesach. It's not a hezek. It's only mixed together. Take the ma'ashor, if I stay. As a machleik is Rav v'shmur, if it's menasach or me'arot. First, Rashi decided to say pshat menasach. Now Rashi says, and Ma'arev is wrong, because there's no hefsek. Before, why is no hefsek? Only Ma'arev is wrong. There's a Amor in the Gemara that says it. Rashi decides now, first he decides to say Azevi Rav, now Rashi decides himself, the Chazogim do that the other pshat is poshut wrong. What do the other pshat is also wrong? So Amor in the Zogda. Azevi Frek do the Ma'arsha. Ich bin mit Hashem morgen, ich bete, okay? Sie sind die Gemorre im Gittin eine wenig, und sie sind gut im Arschot, für Yeshua.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצת הקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל dstrudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.